You are Locked On Cardinals, your daily Arizona Cardinals podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
We've had a day to sit back. We've had a day to reflect, to watch highlights, to try and figure out how the hell the Cardinals could pull off a loss in Foxborough this past weekend against the lowly Patriots, their putrid offense, and Cam Newton's inability to be quarterback at an NFL level, seemingly. It's Locked On Cardinals, part of your Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Alex Clancy, Bo Brock, follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. Follow Bo at Bob Brack. Follow me at Clancy's Corner. This football season will be different, and Pepsi's here to get you ready for game day no matter how you watch this season. Pepsi's the refreshment you need to power through game day and become a member of the League of Football Watchers, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game. It's made for those who watch it. Pepsi made for football watching. Cliff Kingsbury has turned from a potential scapegoat to an actual reason why the Cardinals are not winning games in the National Football League towards the middle of the 2020 season. That's your Locked On Cardinals lead story. I'm Alex Clancy, and along with Bo Brock. Let me explain. Bad teams need to blame somebody for them losing. Most of the time it's a head coach. You can look at a coordinator. Like if the Seahawks were 3-9 right now, you'd be firing the defensive coordinator. Not necessarily because the team is terrible, but you need to blame somebody. And in 2018, it started with Mike McCoy, and then Mike McCoy was gone after the Thursday night football game, and then it turned immediately to Steve Wilkes, where even the best head coach in NFL history couldn't have done anything with that Arizona Cardinals roster as it was currently constructed in 2018. Now, with the Cardinals winning games early, Cliff Kingsbury is not the scapegoat for why they're losing now. He's the reason, or one of the main focal reasons, as to why the Cardinals are losing games, whether it be play calling or the lack of ability to utilize timeouts correctly. There are certain things that you can see on the sideline where it doesn't look like Cliff Kingsbury is equipped between the ears to lead an NFL organization on the field, Bo.
It just comes down to, especially as an Arizona Cardinals fan, what you're willing to put up with, because what you're dealing with is a guy who was thrown into an NFL head coaching position when he didn't earn the right to do it. And you're going to have to either decide, hey, I'm willing to take the lumps and work with the growing pains, because this guy is only over halfway through his second season as an NFL head coach. So he's going to look overmatched. He's going to lose one-on-one battles with guys like Bill Belichick and Sean McVay. And when it's as far as the battle of wits with opposing head coaches, for right now, Cliff Kingsbury, for the most part, he's going to be overmatched. He's going to be overwhelmed. He's going to look like the lesser mind as far as head coaching goes and strategy. But then you also look at this team, you can't deny that they've taken strides from 2018, tremendous strides, second in yardage as far as total yards offensively. You know, they're a team that's in the top two as far as rushing the football. The offense has made tremendous strides, but, you know, you and I are not ones to kind of fall, just be oblivious to just looking at the statistics and running with them. We know what our eyes are telling us, and we know what our minds are telling us, that there are situations where Cliff Kingsbury has been, he's just dropped the ball, and it seems like there are simple decisions that he can make that he hasn't made. And, I think that the Arizona Cardinals, I think that there needs to be patience needs to be preached. And I think the jury remains out. As frustrating as it is with Cliff Kingsbury, you have to remain patient that you're not just going to become a great head coach or just even a serviceable head coach, you know, in your first 25 games. It's near impossible.
Right. And you look at it, and if there is one thing that's kind of unfair for Cliff Kingsbury, it was the success they had early on this season. You know, and a lot that was Kyler Murray. I mean, obviously you take it as, and we're going to talk about this in the next segment, that if Kyler Murray's not running the ball, Cardinals ain't winning. And it's something that it's not like Cliff Kingsbury was calling the running plays that Kyler Murray was ripping off. Maybe he called one here and there. They don't run a lot of design runs for Kyler unless it's on the goal line, which seemed to be kind of a thing where it was a read option and Kyler just decided to keep it. But if they're winning early, maybe Cliff jumped into too big a shoes then where it's like, oh, wow. This team is a couple games over 500. This team is being talked about nationally. Now there's actual pressure to continue it. And it's kind of exposed Cliff. And you can point fingers at a lot of different things on Sunday. But the Isaiah Simmons call, and I talked about this yesterday when we did the podcast, you know, it was a lot of stream of consciousness after the game where it's that was not a personal foul, but it's also, I mean, the Cardinals probably got more calls their way on Sunday than the Patriots did.
Yeah.
There were a couple holding calls in the end zone. The fourth and five call against the secondary member on Dan Arnold that bailed out the Cardinals, and they inevitably scored a touchdown on that drive. The Cardinals got they got more calls, so you can't really say, oh, the Cardinals lost because of that Isaiah Simmons hit.
Yeah, the block in the back or whatever it was on that punt return was just an atrocious call that the Arizona Cardinals were able to save 4 points on. It should have been a touchdown for the Patriots special teams, and it wasn't, and the Cardinals were gifted there. And, you know, it's I just think that it is, and I let me say this real quick. I hate doing podcasts right after the game. It's just our reaction is so knee-jerk, and a lot of things are missed. And we're sitting here on Tuesday morning kind of recapping and trying to pick up the pieces. But I think it's necessary to kind of get that emotional response and then have kind of level-headedness afterwards. But it's just one of those – I just think that patience is going to be so key with your head coach and your quarterback. I mean, this isn't Kansas City where it's Andy Reid was nearly a 20 years tenure as an NFL head coach when he took over the reins and put – Patrick Mahomes under center in the shotgun for the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, John Harbaugh had already won a Super Bowl by the time he got to Lamar Jackson. I mean, those quarterbacks have the luxury of having head coaches that have been there, seen everything you can possibly see on an NFL sideline, and Cliff Kingsbury just hasn't. I mean, the guy just turned 40, and he was a failure at the Big 12 level. It's just in order for him to really be successful, you know, he's done some good things. Let's keep that in mind. But yeah, is he costing the Cardinals right now? Yes. But are you willing to kind of wear that right now to see what he might evolve into? I think that that's where you kind of have to temper your expectations for now. And also keep in mind, the Cardinals are right where they're supposed to be, where most everybody, every prognosticator projected them to be. I mean, if they're probably going to win somewhere between 9 and 10 games. And that's what we were predicting before the season. Now, you're seeing that the potential's there for them to be better. But, you know, they're opponents. You know, there's some pull on this. This is not just like a one-sided tug of war. And, you know, when you're going up against Bill Belichick and his well-coached teams, when you make mistakes, they're going to take full advantage of that. And that's just that's why the NFL is – that's why we love it. You know, any given Sunday, all the cliches, you can throw them in the kitchen sink. I mean, it's just one of those things where, you know, patience is going to be key. You can't start making your ultimate, you know, determination on whether or not Cliff Kingsbury can do it or not. You know, reality is he's made some bad choices and he's got to learn from them. And he's got to learn from them real quickly on the fly right now if the Cardinals want to continue to be in this playoff race. But at the same time, I don't think that it's so much of an indictment that it crushes Cliff Kingsbury, the NFL head coach, going forward and beyond the 2020 season.
Alex Clancy, Bo Brock, Locked On Cardinals. Follow the podcast at Locked On AC Cards. Thank you to everybody who listens. We appreciate it. We wouldn't be able to do this here without you. Coming up next, Kyler Murray not running the ball usually equates to the Cardinals not winning. We'll talk about that next, and if the Cardinals can circumvent that in an effort to get back to their winning ways, that's next, Locked On Cardinals. Thanks to a lack of natural athleticism or commitment or overbearing sports parents, fewer than 1% of 1% of 1% of people ever play professional football. But instead of entering the NFL, they've joined another league, the League of Football Watchers. This is Bo's league. This football season will be different, and Pepsi's here to get you ready for game day, no matter how you watch. Pepsi's the refreshment you need to power through any game day, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game. It's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Be sure to listen on Thursday when our friend Sosa from Locked On Rams joins us for a Locked On Podcast Network crossover Thursday. It's a pivotal game for both teams. Both teams coming off a loss, and it's going to be very interesting to see, to determine what the rest of the season will look like for both teams. So please check out Thursday. Sosa from Locked On Rams is going to join us for a crossover Thursday. Kyler Murray, as Bo mentioned, did not score a touchdown yesterday, first time this season. It seems like we're looking back all the way to 2019 for the last time Kyler Murray was actually effective on the ground. It seems like eons ago, Bo. And I'm not sure if there isn't a direct correlation between the two. The numbers will probably show sufficient evidence that that is the case, that if Kyler Murray is not being able to go outside the pocket, gain positive yardage, and maybe get in the end zone with his legs, the Cardinals aren't winning games. And we saw a flash yesterday, or Sunday, he had a chunk gain where he told DeAndre Hopkins not to block, he was going to run out of bounds, and you thought that that could be the start of something, but Kyler Murray needs to be able to do that for the Cardinals to win, and that's not a good thing. You don't want your 5'10", 195-pound quarterback dripping wet to have to run the ball for the Cardinals to win. Because if that's the case, you're looking at potentially at a Baltimore situation. I've said plenty of times that I would take Kyler Murray over Lamar Jackson to win one game. And I still stand pat with that. But injuries, questions surrounding his throwing ability at the NFL level, those questions are going to circulate Kyler Murray and this Arizona Cardinals offense if they can't put points on the board without it being through Kyler Murray's legs.
You know, Kyler Murray made a couple of incredible plays throwing off his back foot, and I think one was highlighted across a couple of social media platforms where he was backpedaling and he threw across his body and he made this incredible completion and everybody's like, oh, wow. And then we also saw him get burned by it. He threw an interception thrown off his back foot, and it's in across his body. And that's a bad habit that Kyler Murray can't slip into. But mechanically, he's you and I both know that he's better than Lamar Jackson. You know,
yeah, of course.
Even if they do turn, I mean, you can just watch him throw the football. It's a beautiful thing. I mean, just watch what he was able. The Hail Mary was incredible. Just watching him throw a deep ball at Christian Kirk. It's just awesome to watch. But I think that his legs are, you know, a big piece of why he was selected number one overall. I mean, that's why Kyler Murray is dynamic when he can get out and run. And we've seen in the last two games that the Cardinals are 2-0 over that span. 0-2 over that span. You know, he hasn't found the end zone since week 10. We had two rushing touchdowns against Buffalo in the Hail Murray game. You know, that's a big piece of what gets this Cardinals offense going. And we've seen that they're missing something recently offensively. Now, I don't know if it's because he jammed up his shoulder. I don't know if it's because, you know, NFL defenses are adjusting to him. But Kyler Murray needs that part of his game to be the complete package at this stage in his career. Now, until he takes a giant step forward as far as, you know, his accuracy and his ability to throw the ball down the field, because right now he's kind of throwing behind, putting a lot of balls at the line of scrimmage and just beyond that. You know, until he has that weapon, until he becomes that guy that evolves into just a deadly, lethal pocket passer, you can't hang your hat on that either. So it's in order to get this going, you got to have that run-pass balance for Kyler Murray himself, not just your complete offense. So I just think that they got to figure a way to get him out in space again. And that's up to him and Cliff Kingsbury, you know, creating plays where he's not going to get squared up. And that's tough. Like, that's easier said than done, but that's where the Cardinals offense is most effective.
Yeah, doubling on the statement with Lamar Jackson, I mean, Kyler Murray is a quarterback who happens to run. You know, it's not vice versa, and that's obvious. I agree with you with that, obviously. He's got to figure it out. He's got to figure out a way to be more efficient and effective throwing the ball. And I just don't – I understand your point that Kyler Murray at his fullest is running the ball as well, but it's situational. Like, it's not something you need to you can rely on. You want to be closer to Russell Wilson in that respect, where you take, you know, the cliche, take what the defense gives to you. You're not looking like, we need to run a read option here where we know Kyler's going to keep the ball to get a first down all the time. You can't rely on it. And this is, I mean, it's a testament to how weak the wide receiving core is, and it is. The wide receiving core is below average. If you look across the land, or say average, I mean, DeAndre Hopkins, in my opinion, is still the best receiver in the game. Christian Kirk is not a number two, in my opinion. He had a great stretch. Would he have four touchdowns in five games? Five touchdowns in six games? You need guys, unless you're Tyreek Hill, you need every receiver now to be a situational possession receiver. And Christian Kirk is not one. He's great in the red zone. They have a great rapport in the red zone, them two do. They do, Kyler and he does. And they have since Kyler was a rookie. Since week one, second half of week one game against Detroit, they've had great rapport in the red zone. I just don't see this receiving corps helping out Kyler Murray's ability to throw the ball. And again, this is seems like a bunch of finger pointing after a loss. This is not an overreaction. This is just a bunch of things they need to be sure of if the Cardinals want to win a Super Bowl in the next 5 years. There's a lot of things that the Cardinals need to improve upon.
Yeah, and Christian Kirk being that kind of take the top off the defense wide receiver, that's what makes this offense going. You know, that's just as important as Kyler Murray getting out and running. And that's just as important as Kenyon Drake running between the tackles. And, you know, DeAndre Hopkins and Larry Fitzgerald and what they bring to the and provide to the offense, they all have to mesh and have to be perfect almost and play their best games week in and week out for this to work and for this offense to kind of churn. And opposing defenses the last couple weeks, taking it away. It hasn't been there. And, you know, that scheme, that's Cliff Kingsbury. That's your signal caller. That's your guy out there. That's the captain on the field of the offense. It's Kyler Murray and his decision-making and what he's seeing and what he's not seeing downfield. You know, why is he not taking those shots? You know, I think that they have to make it's, you know, it's a game of chess, as they always talk about on inevitably on every NFL broadcast, that Kyler Murray loves chess. It's his move. He's got to counter now and make the adjustment for the against opposing defenses, get back to running, get back to throwing the ball down the field, because that's where they're successful. Without that, they're pedestrian to below average.
That's Bo Brock. Follow him at Bob Rack on Twitter. Follow me at Clancy's Corner. Follow the podcast at Locked on AZ Cards. Please subscribe wherever you find your podcast. Coming up next, enough negativity. We're going to take some positives away from Sunday's loss in Foxborough, sustained by the Cardinals at the hands of Bill Belichick and the New England Patriots. There were some positives to take away. We'll talk about them next here on Locked on Cardinals. First, Built Go allows you to break through your wall. Whether it's a mental or physical wall, break through it with Go every day. They're easy to take in 1.5-ounce packages. Put in your briefcase to kill your presentation. Put it in your golf bag to power through the back nine, or just keep it in your pocket so you can get through the day. Built Go is the best workout gel on the market. Picture like 5-hour energy without the crash, or one of those monster drinks with a third of the caffeine and better results. There's three flavors: peanut butter honey, chocolate coconut, and chocolate mint. So how does it work? I mean, Built Go, it's a 1.5-ounce packet of gel. It's an energy gel with collagen protein. It's loaded with good stuff and like B3 vitamin, honey, kick of caffeine, and beta-alanine. Built Go then kicks to keep my day going strong. It's got 10,000% of your daily dose necessary of the B12 vitamins. It's collagen in there, as I mentioned, so it promotes joint, soft tissue, hair, and skin health. The stuff literally makes you look better. Visit BuiltGo.com. Use promo code LOCKED. You'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED for 20% off at BuiltGo.com. Let's go. Final segment, Locked on Cardinals, Alex Clancy, Bo Brock. Thank you again to everybody who listens. We appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Be sure to check out another popular show on the Locked on Podcast Network platform, Peacock and Williamson. NFL analyst Brian Peacock and former NFL scout Matt Williamson host Locked On's Peacock and Williamson every Monday through Friday. Brian and Matt give you the national perspective all around the NFL, covering all the latest news and insight on every game, team, and move around the NFL. Get your picks, previews, and much more every weekday with the Peacock and Williamson podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. So the Cardinals lose. Not a great day for Cardinals fans, you know, employees, players, media members, etc. But it wasn't all bad. There are a couple takeaways that has you looking at least with, you know, a smirk, not a frown, not quite a smile, but things you were at least whelmed with on Sunday. And I'll let Bo go second here. There are a couple things that I was super excited about. One, and I know that I don't know why people don't appreciate this more. Isaiah Simmons can rock guys. Like, and I know that he's raw, and I know that this should be like a prerequisite to being the eighth overall pick. And it's week 12, and we're finally starting to see a little bit of what Isaiah Simmons could be in the future. But he took Cam Newton down in the backfield when he sacked Cam Newton like it was Kyler Murray. I mean, he just ate Cam Newton in the backfield, and then the hit was a hit, and sure, it was, you know, the way that both of those guys were running, those collisions we see all the time where the guy with the ball is usually the one that flies, and it's not necessarily the hit, but you could hear that hit from outer space. So Isaiah Simmons and his ability to hit is something that, you know, we have to kind of grade on a curve with him, and that's one thing that I was happy about. And then the other thing is Kenyon Drake's running north and south. And you can say what you want about the halfback dives on the goal line. It's the right play. I mean, in the read option, you could run with Kyler, sure, but the most direct route to where you need to go is right up the middle. And that's what they did. They gave it to their bigger back, and Kenyon Drake is running less dipsy-doodling, less east and west, and more straight up north and south. He had some pretty good-sized gains on Sunday. So those are my two takeaways. But what positives did you have?
The turnovers from the defense. Now, I know Cam Newton's not playing nearly as close to the level that he did when he was an elite quarterback in this league. I mean, I don't mean that as a passer, but he won an MVP. They forced the two turnovers. Marcus Golden gets his first career interception. Drake Kirkpatrick, a guy that's just been target practice for opposing quarterbacks, he gets the pick that was crucial. It was huge for the Cardinals at the time. I mean, this was the Cardinals' chance to win that football game thanks to Drake Kirkpatrick. So that was, to me, that was the defense making plays, and, you know, they were let down by the offense in this game. So I was very encouraged by the defense. You know what's crazy, too, and you mentioned Isaiah Simmons, and it's when you saw him hit Cam Newton a couple times, one for the sack and then one for the late game hit that it was penalized, is they're the same freaking size. It's crazy, one, yeah, that Cam Newton's a quarterback in this league, and it's crazy, too, that Isaiah Simmons is athletic. He's probably even more athletic than Cam Newton is playing on the defensive side of the ball. They're both like around 6'4", 6'5", right around 240, 250, and they both run at high speeds, and it's just incredible to see guys, those guys play at the high level that they do. Also, keep in mind, I was just looking at the snaps. Isaiah Simmons only played 30% of the defensive snaps. That's what are they doing? Why? I mean, this is a guy that played close to 60% of the snaps previous week. Get him on the field more. I don't know what is holding him back. I don't know what BJ or Cliff Kingsbury, or who's making those decisions. He's a playmaker. Get him on the field. And they need to see more of that. I think that he's crossed that line, and you gotta start playing the kid. Eighth overall pick, playmaker. Get him in the lineup more often. Get more snaps. But yeah, I mean, as far as that, there weren't a lot of positives. It was tough to kind of scrape the bottom of this, you know, peanut butter jar to find some positives in there. There weren't a lot from the loss on Sunday to the New England Patriots. But the offense needs to get it going. You're right. It is encouraging to see a guy that can run between the tackles. It just so happened that we still don't know if he crossed the goal line or not at the end of the half. It's very possible that he did. And you don't get in that situation if Christian Kirk just catches the football, too. We really haven't talked about that as well. I mean, that was a big drop. Keyshawn Johnson, the play was reviewed, should have been six. He was obviously down, but there was another opportunity to get the ball into the end zone, and they didn't. So three missed opportunities on that drive, and we want to put Cliff Kingsbury under a microscope. So It's just interesting. It's just a couple things to kind of chew on as we amp up for a huge divisional game on Sunday.
Alex Clancy, Bo Brock, Locked On Cardinals. Follow the podcast at Locked On AZ Cards. We will leave you with that. Be sure to the crossover Thursday is going to be fun with Sosa. I mean, regardless of how poorly the Cardinals have played three out of the last 4 weeks, they at least have Kyler Murray, you know? And at least for now, Kyler Murray looks to be the franchise quarterback. What in the holy hell are they doing with Jared Goff? I mean, Jared, like, I tweeted out on Sunday, the most, like, fickle division in football has to be the NFC West. It's like you see Seattle play otherworldly for the first 5 weeks, and then they've crapped the bed. And then the Rams look like the best defense we've ever seen once, and the offense looks great, and then they lose to the 49ers, and the Cardinals one and the same with those two teams. So Sosa on Thursday, that'll be fun, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow for a wrap-up of the Patriots and then a look forward to the Rams coming to State Farm Stadium on Sunday, Week 13. We'll talk to you tomorrow.